I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are back from Alabama. I'm in NYC, Clay out in Nashville, Tennessee. And we had a great time. Big thanks to Clay for showing Buck and producer Allie around our first ever SEC game. We had a lot of fun. We'll talk to you more about that later. There's a lot of news to get to today. And Ole Miss, as much as people were yelling, hotty toddy, did not have its best ever showing against Alabama in that game. Big thing we're dealing with right now, though, is that Fauci wants to tell you not to hang. Maybe he's not sure yet. He's on the fence about whether you should be able to see your relatives over Christmas, over Thanksgiving, you name it. We'll discuss this. The CDC is already suggesting that you consider holding a virtual holiday celebration, which, as we all know, is total madness, but this is where we are. We've got updated COVID numbers in places like Alaska, which is pretty rough shape right now, but also Massachusetts, where the data, I think, will tell an interesting story about all of this that's happening right now. And then you've got more on the budget battle, the fight playing out across the country in newsrooms and newspapers, and everyone's acting like, oh, it needs to be $6 trillion. Oh, you know, the Democrats are pushing for even more money here. Cargo ships piling up off the U.S. coast, particularly the West Coast right now. Big supply chain issue. Sounds kind of like Econ 101 stuff that maybe some folks don't get that interested until they realize it means shortages. It means problems in the economy, and it means that there won't be things that some businesses need, some people need when it comes to products. Plus the censoring of an obituary by Twitter because it mentioned a woman dying as a consequence of a side effect of a vaccine. But let's start with the worst little lab coat tyrant in America, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who appeared on Face the Nation this weekend and was asked a question. This is one of their favorite questions. Dr. Fauci, are we allowed to do, can we breathe? Or can we see people? Can we live life? There are people still want to beg for the ability to do these things. And here he is telling everybody, maybe Christmas has got to be canceled again.
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell. We've just got to concentrating on continuing to get those numbers down and not try to jump ahead by weeks or months and say what we're going to do at a particular time. Let's focus like a laser on continuing to get those cases down. And we can do it by people getting vaccinated and also in the situation where boosters are appropriate to get people boosted.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy, Buck, that we are still in a spot where Dr. Fauci would be, one, anybody listening to him. I don't know about you out there, but we had a pretty normal Christmas last year in the Travis household. And now that anyone who wants to be vaccinated can be vaccinated, the idea that people would go two Christmases without living their normal lives is madness to me. It boggles my mind as someone who just came back from a stadium filled with 100,000 people and who has been on the road all fall going to the biggest college football games in the country, that there's anyone on earth who wouldn't be living their normal Christmas life. I mean, especially for people who are older, because you don't know how many Christmases you're going to have with your family when you get into your 70s and your 80s. So the idea that you would just sit one out and not be around your loved ones, even last year, that was crazy to me. This year, it's pure madness, Buck. And the fact, like, how many people, I mean this in an honest way, how many people are still listening to Dr. Fauci when it comes to advice like this? And I mean, Buck, actually listening to him, not playing the pretend game of listening to him. I mean, what percentage of Americans do you think are going to significantly restrict their Thanksgiving or Christmas this year because of COVID?
I think there'll be a lot of people who make a show of it.
Yeah.
When I say a lot, a surprising number of blue checks and prominent Democrats will take selfies, you know, next to their dining room table all by themselves saying, because I take the virus seriously, I'm listening to Fauci this year. And then those people will go hang out for their Friendsgiving or their Christmas, non-denominational Christmas slash whatever, you know, celebration. And they'll be hanging out with 30 people with no masks on. I mean, that's what I think, that it's very tough to tell how many will actually do it. But Clay, there are people who will do it. I mean, if you see the polling right now on vaccinating kids, which is insane,
scary.
44% of the country's like, yeah, I'm going to vaccinate my kids. Why? I remember, not vaccines in general, just to be clear, folks, vaccines against COVID, which now even some European countries have come out and said it's more dangerous for children to go through all these intervention measures in school than it is for them to actually get the disease, the virus.
No doubt. And I got a couple of things to hit here. One, I had a conversation with one of my good friends in California. He's got several young kids. And he called me over the weekend and said, hey, we're going to move. Like, the demand that kids get vaccinated for COVID, which is statistically, that was the final straw for them. And every time one of these crazy mandates comes from California, real estate agents all over Texas, all over Tennessee, all over Florida, all over the people's free states blow up. And by the way, Fauci, Buck, has evidently already tried to walk back his Christmas comments because there was so much immediate criticism. We have a new cut. Neither one of us have heard this. I guess he went on CNN just recently and was asked anew about Christmas. The cut that we played you was from yesterday, I think, on CBS Face the Nation. Fauci now has gone on CNN because he was getting blown up with so much criticism over the idea that people might not be able to have a normal Christmas, and he evidently has modified what he said. Our staff just grabbed that. Let's listen.
You know, I also said something over the weekend that was taken completely out of context. I was asked, what could we predict for this winter, for like December and Christmas?
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, I say you hold off on that. I said, we don't know, because we've seen slopes that went down and then came back up. The best way to assure that we'll be in good shape as we get into the winter would be to get more and more people vaccinated. That was misinterpreted as my saying we can't spend Christmas with our families, which was absolutely not the case.
No,
I will be spending Christmas with my family. I encourage people, particularly the vaccinated people who are protected, to have a good, normal Christmas with your family. But just the way all of the other disinformation goes around, you say something talking about a landmark of a time, and it gets misinterpreted that I'm saying you can't spend family Christmas time, which is nonsense.
Fauci's a damn liar, Clay.
I mean, that's a total lie.
I mean, that's total bullcrap.
We didn't take him out of context.
We can't say for sure. He did his usual thing. I don't know. Maybe in the future the data will be scary because of droplets in the air. And
I mean, nobody misconstrued what he said or took it out of context. We played you the clip.
The actual clip, yeah.
Yes.
He said, we can't say yet whether you can enjoy Christmas. Guys, yes. He's a little psycho. I mean, how much more do you need to hear before you understand? He is a power mad loon, and the only way for him to go at this point is to keep doubling and tripling down on everything that he's been saying. Why does anyone listen to his predictions about anything, Clay?
I mean, that's what I'm asking you. Like, after you hear the Christmas, and now he tried to walk back the Christmas comment by blaming other people for his own failure when it came to the Christmas comment. The reason why I bring this up, Buck, is the fact that he's walking that comment back and basically saying, hey, if you're vaccinated, you can have a normal Christmas now, is I guarantee you, because they are getting polling data, because he likes to pretend that it's all about the science and he doesn't care about politics and everything else, even though he is a political animal. I would love to know what the favorability level ratings are now for Dr. Fauci, because the question that he got from Hugh Hewitt that we played you last week or we talked about was a good one. He's become so polarizing because of his lies and because of all the predictions he's made that have been totally wrong, that he is a massive hindrance to the thing that he claims to care about, which is ending COVID in America. And
you
if COVID ends, he has no reality anymore. He doesn't exist.
You have to assume that he likes this at this point, meaning that he likes being in charge, that this is the way he wants things to go, that he wants to continue on being, because otherwise, Clay, he's a bureaucrat. This guy's been in the NIH for how many decades at this point? Deborah Birx realized the heat was too much for her. She stepped aside. Fauci won't step aside. Why is that? Because he's been elevated. There are people walking around with Fauci t-shirts. There are little bobblehead dolls that libs put on their desks. There's Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who's also changing her tune a little bit because
people have had
enough. With a little, you know, knit pillow or crocheted pillow with Fauci's face on it in the background for all of her TV hits. This guy has become a symbol and he knows it. And his whole pretense that he's just a science, he's just doing this or that, is not true. It's just not reality. And when
you just heard him caught in a lie, we just caught him in a lie playing those two clips back to back to open this show. Everybody out there who heard that, he wasn't misconstrued. He said that they couldn't potentially have a normal Christmas. And then because people said they rebelled, finally people are starting to rebel in an open way. And the polling must be bad because they trotted him out to CNN to change what he had said over the weekend.
This is a guy who the foundational lie of lockdownerism, Fauciism, was that he said that masks don't work for our own benefit because we were going to run out of masks. By the way, we've never run out of masks. And the idea that we're going to run out of masks when you see actually what the production capabilities of the United States and China are is absurd. But that was, he's admitted lying to the public. So if you wanted to protect yourself in March of 2020 because you thought, you know, by the way, masks don't work, but that's a whole other thing. And we say, oh, they work at 5%. Yeah, like people should really be so concerned about a 5% change in the possibility of getting COVID when you're seeing the vaccines now are how effective after 6 months?
Not very effective at all against Delta after six months.
We'll talk more about that in a moment. But he's admitted to lying for our own good. This is a guy who lies and gets predictions wrong all the time, and he won't step aside. Why is that? Because he also creates a shield for the Biden administration. He has it both ways, Clay. He gets to make the determination, pass it off to Biden, this White House, the politicians. He says, I'm just an advisor. Don't get mad at me. It's just the science I'm passing along. And then when people want to hold Biden accountable, what does Biden say? I'm just listening to the scientists. I'm just going with what the experts tell me. So this is how you get to a point where no one actually has to stand up and defend that. I think I was told on the flight back yesterday 50 times to, like, not just me personally, but the whole plane, you got to mask up in between
and
bites.
When is that ever going to end?
If you're not actively eating, this is the official FAA guidance now because our country is run by morons. If you're not actively eating, you have to have a mask over your face, your mouth, and your nose at all times.
And when is that ever going to end? I just don't know. When you've got people like Fauci coming out on Sunday saying you can't do Christmas, and now he has to come back and say the opposite. I mean, all of this is pure madness. You know what the opposite of madness is? Saving a lot of money, as thousands of you are doing right now with Pure Talk cell phone service. They can say goodbye to their overpriced, all of you can, Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile plans, and you can be on with Pure Talk, the exact same 5G network, using the exact same towers as one of those big carriers, but for way less every month. You could save $50 or $60 a year, up to $800 a year. Switching has never been easier. All you have to do, you get to keep your same number and your phone. All they do is send you a new SIM card, all easy to use instructions. We've done it with my own son, 13-year-old, eighth grader. He has a Pure Talk phone and he loves it. And right now he and all of you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data on Pure Talk's 5G network for just $30 a month. How do they do it, Buck?
So easy. Pure Talk even has a risk-free guarantee. So you've got nothing to lose. That's right. A risk-free guarantee. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Pure Talk.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday. I'm still fired up about the idea that Dr. Fauci could say you might have to cancel Christmas on Sunday and then come back this morning on CNN and accuse people of misconstruing his words. He said it was too soon to say whether or not we could have a normal Christmas. And then he probably, I really think, Buck, and I would love to know, I think they're sharing polling data and reactions with him. And that to me is a sign that he's on the downward slope in terms of the way people are responding to what he is saying. And so they sent him out on CNN, which is effectively the home team network alongside of MSNBC, basically of all media, to help protect Fauci. And I think all the drumbeats, Buck, you know, we talked about whether Afghanistan would linger for Biden. I think all the drumbeats of scandal that are now adding up for Fauci, whether it's us as taxpayers funding the Wuhan labs in some way and that being lied about based on the Rand Paul questioning of Fauci. I think all of Fauci's mispronouncements that have been proven to be utterly false, as recent as a couple of weeks ago, Buck, he was saying that COVID was going to feast on college football fans. And you were just in Alabama with us and you saw that 100,000 seat stadium and the normalcy. And I'll mention this too, by the way. I met a lot of people from the Northeast who had come down. I continue to meet people who are coming down to go to big sporting events in the South, and they say they're just fed up with how things are going. But the numbers have not only failed to increase, Buck, even as hundreds of thousands of people are gathering for football games, they're plummeting. Okay. They're down 50% everywhere in the South.
First of all, we had a great time at the game, and it was... Your description of it, I think, is like the biggest party you've ever seen. I think that's the way. It is like the biggest one-day party
yes.
I've ever been to in my life. But putting that aside, on the policy front and on the rest of the country hearing us talking about this right now, the only masks that I saw in any numbers were in the journalist room.
That was a great point by you in the press box.
Yeah, the only people you saw with masks in any considerable number were sports journalists all gathered together in the kind of radio slash, you know, typing, whatever. What do they call that?
Press box.
Press box. Thank you. That's the press box room. Yes. I know the sports. Anyway, the point here being that was the only place you really saw masks. But also, we've been telling everybody for a while, get ready for the seasonal effect. And sure enough, Florida cases plummeted, over 50, 60% now, going down. Same thing. The warmer states, the Sun Belt states, they're looking good right now. And you're having big case surges in New England and in Alaska, and it's moving up into Montana and Idaho. It's heading north right now. The virus is moving north. This is not policy. This is the virus, Clay. We should talk also about what's going on in Massachusetts and Vermont. Highest caseload in Vermont they've ever had.
It is a total lie what you have been being sold. And by the way, we should mention this too. We wish the best to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, his wife Casey DeSantis, as they announced this morning that she has breast cancer.
Prayers up for the family.
Prayers up for her, and I know many of you out there will be doing the same. But also, the situation in Florida, they didn't have a mask mandate. They didn't mandate COVID vaccines. And still, the numbers have continued to go down. That is a major story.
Let's talk about these activists chasing Senator Kyrsten Sinema into the bathroom and recording it. We'll get to that in a moment. But if we've learned anything in recent years, it's there's nothing quite as important as a powerful immune system. That's why you need Texas Superfood, the original superfood. It was invented by Dr. Dennis Black of Texas over 20 years ago. You see, Dr. Black knows that your immune system's job is to detect, deflect, and destroy bacteria you come into contact with. Texas Superfood boosts your immune system better than anything else on the market. For over 20 years, they've helped thousands and thousands of people maintain their best health. If you can't, won't, or don't eat all your fruits and veggies, you need Texas Superfood. It was made for you. Start boosting your immune system for under $2 a day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/buck. That's TexasSuperfood.com/buck or call 855-TEXAS-55. Again, that number is 855-TEXAS-55. Try Texas Superfood today. We are rolling here on the Clay and Buck Show already. Back from our time in Alabama. I just want to say thank you to everybody in the South, in Alabama, who made my stay there so welcome and warm and had a great time. But we have crazy leftists running around who believe that they have the right to harass people in public. You will recall, no doubt, during the Trump administration, there was a real habit made by people who are charitably called activists chasing senior Trump administration officials out of restaurants, in public places, harassing them, sometimes in front of their families with small children there. It didn't matter. They'll show up at conservative media personalities' homes and terrify their wives. I mean, the left-wing activists act like lunatics, probably because a lot of them are actual lunatics, which explains their politics. But here we are seeing this once again. You have Senator Sinema, who is at least on the current issue of the budget, it seems, holding the line against total socialist impulses, right? She's not a conservative, not a small government person. She's a liberal, folks. Let's not ever forget that. But she's making a choice right now not to allow, and this could change, the spending to get completely out of control in this reconciliation bill. But it's not on that issue. It's on the border. which, just to remind everybody, we are looking at probably the biggest ever month of illegal border crossings this month. It might, in fact, hit, this is what is predicted based on the 15 to 60,000, depending on the source you look at, that are in a caravan right now of mostly Haitian migrants coming to the United States, already making their way through Mexico. Thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of other migrants who are just going to do what they've been doing, which is show up as family units at the border and get access into the United States. The Biden administration wants to stop using Title 42 power under the CDC's authority during a pandemic for public health reasons to turn people away. They've only been doing that to single adult males. They might get rid of it entirely. They're moving toward that. And with all of that happening right now, activists are chasing Senator Sinema into the bathroom at Arizona University or University of Arizona.
Arizona State.
Thank you. Sorry. The other place.
The other Arizona Sun Devils. As opposed to the university.
You know, Clay, I learned so much about the SEC over the weekend. I feel like we should just be happy that I know what Roll Tide and Hotty Toddy means. But yes, there are multiple big schools in Arizona, too. Learn something new every day, Buck. Here we go. Here is Senator Sinema being chased into the bathroom. They record. You can hear the flushing.
We knocked on doors for you to get you elected, and just how we got you elected, we can get you out of office if you don't support what you promised us.
We need 7 million citizenship for 7 million. We need the Build Back Better plan right now.
My name is Blanca. I was brought here to the United States when I was 3 years old. And I'm here because I definitely believe that we need this pathway to citizenship. We need to hold you accountable to what you told us, what you promised us that you were going to pass when we knocked on doors for you. It's not right.
I'm a survivor of human trafficking, and it's because of the lack of worker protections that we don't have in the gig economy. I need you to stand by workers.
This is really the left, Clay. Hysterical crybabies quartering somebody in the bathroom with the flushing going on.
If you haven't seen this, and I'm going to read Senator Sinema's statement, and then when we come back in the next segment, Joe Biden has evidently addressed it, and we'll discuss this more. But Buck, if you haven't seen this video, first of all, you can hear the toilet flushing. They follow her. She's teaching at Arizona State, takes a bathroom break. They follow her into the bathroom. The first flushing you hear there is some other random person. So can you imagine if you just happen to be in the bathroom and you're doing your business in the toilet? It's not even the senator at Arizona State. And then you start to hear some woman talking. You flush the toilet and you walk out and there's somebody holding a camera there. And then Senator Sinema, regardless of what you think about her politics, the idea that a woman or a man for that matter, it's super creepy either way, but that you would be filming on a camera in the bathroom of anyone. And here's what Senator Sinema, she just released a statement within the last hour on this that has gone, that video that went viral that we just played for you. She says, yesterday, several individuals disrupted my class at Arizona State. After deceptively entering a locked, secure building, these individuals filmed and publicly posted videos of my students without their permission, including footage taken of both my students and I using a restroom. And then she continues, yesterday's behavior was not legitimate. This is Senator Sinema's statement. It is unacceptable for them to instruct their members to jeopardize themselves by engaging in unlawful activities such as gaining entry to closed university buildings, disrupting learning environments, and filming students in a restroom. It is the duty of elected leaders to avoid fostering an environment in which honestly held policy disagreements serve as the basis for vitriol, raising the temperature in political rhetoric, and creating a permission structure for unacceptable behavior. She says, Buck, she's been teaching at Arizona for 19 years, said her students were unfairly and unlawfully victimized, and this is wholly inappropriate. Senator Kristen Sinema, and I think almost everybody out there listening to us would say that statement, she's 100% right.
Yes, but we also know that the left has, this is why I started with all the, remember when when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was being chased out of restaurants and and lunatics
and
outside
Maxine
of
Waters
DC
encouraged it.
And lunatics outside of DC were running or were gathering outside of Tucker's home when he wasn't home. His wife was there alone, and they would chase people out of restaurants. They would scream at, you know, Ted Cruz. They kicked Ted Cruz out of a DC restaurant. The left does this stuff regularly. They act like crybabies because, I mean, so much of their ideology is driven by irrational emotionalism. So it's never a big leap for them all of a sudden to start mobbing people and acting like the lunatics that they are. And in this case, Clay, I think there's a whole other point of this. So one, the left has normalized this behavior and now they're kind of eating their own is what you see going on. But can you imagine you're using the ladies room and there's these lunatics who are sitting there filming. You're coming out of the actual stall. It's not like they're standing, you know, over in the area by the you know, by the sink or by the entrance. They're standing as you're coming out of the bathroom stall, videoing it, and they put it on the internet for everybody. There is a law about non-consensual bathroom recording, as I understand it.
It should be prosecuted.
In the state of Arizona. And I mean, you got to think about this. Yeah, I don't think it's okay to go in and videotape people in the bathroom. I think that actually is not just bad taste, but something that maybe the law should look at.
I think it should be criminal. I mean, just think about it. Senator Sinema, pretend it was your wife. Would you feel comfortable out there with someone chasing your wife into the bathroom and filming them? And by the way, the acceleration of this would turn into men chasing women into the bathroom, right? Which we now have these unisex bathrooms everywhere, and everybody wants to talk about how it doesn't matter what gender you are when you use a bathroom. Just think about the psychology in any direction of chasing someone into the bathroom while they're going to the bathroom and filming and then sharing that video with the idea being, oh, this makes me look good, because that's why it was shared.
And then there's the whole other level of Kyrsten Sinema can't do anything really about amnesty right now because Democrats can't get it through reconciliation.
That's right.
So
I'm
she's
sure
not
that
even
activist doesn't the, understand that.
She's
but yes.
not even the political problem here. I mean, so, you know, quote unquote problem. You need to get to 60 Republicans. You're not going to get a single Republican vote for amnesty. So you'd be at 50-50, which is 10 votes shy of what you'd need. So it's, but this is the point. Active, never mind the whole notion of open borders, which is what they're really talking about. Amnesty. Clay, we're going to get an amnesty for, they say 7 million, by the way, the number, ask Border Patrol. It's at least 15 million. I mean, you know, because they'll say 7 million officially by the time the courts are done with this. There were still people in the early 2000s, if memory serves, challenging in court Ronald Reagan's 1987 amnesty. All right. Oh, I should have been included in that. And the number 11 million illegals, Clay, we got 200,000-300,000 illegals a month coming into the United States. Does anyone really want, and they're not getting official status. That's actually not what's happening. So does anyone really want to believe that number? But on top of all this, they don't even care to do the research to know how they could get what they want politically. They just want to agitate in the bathroom, no less.
That's what they're being told to do.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, and I would think, I mean, the one positive here is I would think, if anything, it just steals the spine of Senator Sinema not to bend to the will of these idiots. What you got for us?
Jason in Wichita, Kansas writes, my dogs will push my hand out of the way when I mix it in the food bowl just to start chowing down on rough greens. They love it. Their fur is so shiny and they have lots of energy. I definitely recommend Rough Greens. Look, Rough Greens is a supplement that the Sextons are adding into Tallulah the Frenchie's food, and she's doing great. She's 12 years old, so she's slowed down a little bit, but with Rough Greens, her coat is shiny. She's got a little more pep in her step. Most importantly, her stomach is really settled down. That's always been a problem for her. Rough Greens will make your dog's food better. What you get is a happier and healthier dog, and it's a supplement. So you add it into your existing dog food. You don't change anything. This is an additive. You put it in. You put the supplement into your dog's food. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog is going to love it, and you're going to see the benefits it brings your beloved pooch. They got a special deal for you, the listeners to this show. Go to roughgreens.com/clayandbuck, and they're going to give you the first bag free. You heard me right, free. All you pay is shipping. That's roughgreens.com/clayandbuck. roughgreens.com/clayandbuck, because if we wouldn't take it home to our dogs, we wouldn't send it home to yours.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Clay, what do you got for us today?
Lots of fun. Lots of fun, Buck. But we'll do that a little bit at the start of the second hour. In the meantime, we have got the Joe Biden. We just played you all of the Senator Sinema audio from Arizona State. And if you haven't already, we have got Joe Biden being asked a direct question about that behavior and whether he thinks it is appropriate or not. Here's Biden just in the last hour being asked about Senator Sinema being followed into the bathroom and being recorded and berated by activists.
Mr. President, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat to yell at him. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. It's part of the process.
It's not. I don't buy that at all, Buck, because I've never seen ever video of a senator or a congressperson being followed into the bathroom and berated while they're literally in a stall using the bathroom. That's not normal behavior.
It's an escalation of the tactic that we saw during the Kavanaugh hearings, where then Senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake, was
flaked out after he got confronted at the elevator.
He was chased. He was like spilling his soy milk everywhere. He was chased into the elevator. He was like, oh no, what do I do?
And then he changed his behavior potentially.
It might have. So this is what I wanted to say, actually. That's why I think the Jeff Flake thing is interesting. We look at this and we say, oh, what a bunch of lunatic left-wing activists and their open borders and the whole thing. It's just all so crazy. Unfortunately, this can be effective, which is why I've also been concerned. We've been having an ongoing conversation here, Clay, about whether they'll get rid of the filibuster in the Senate, whether they'll actually try to get H.R. 1 through, all these things. And we talk about the moderates like Sinema, like Manchin, who stand in the way. We have to remember, Democrat activists, the Democrat left, the socialists, they play really dirty. And they have all kinds of ways, not just to try to induce compliance with the left-wing agenda, but to force it when necessary. And that the intimidation factor here is not something we can ignore.
Joe Biden completely whiffed, not surprisingly, on this answer. Because Peter Ducey asked a legitimate question. And what Joe Biden should have said, and I think what most people would want a grandfather or a father to say in this scenario, certainly someone who ran on the idea that he was going to bring decency and normalcy back to the White House, he should have said, I think it's 100% inappropriate to follow anyone into the bathroom. We can all disagree politically on a variety of different subjects. There are, and this is me off the cuff, there are many different ways that those disagreements can be expressed. But what we saw in that viral video is not representative of what American democracy should be. And those people should be embarrassed for the way they treated Senator Sinema. That's me responding right now, live on the radio, without an entire communications team briefing me in advance of the question that I was going to get. And it's one that I think almost everybody would respond to. Also, it's in Biden's best interest to play the good guy here and defend Senator Sinema politically, even if he doesn't believe it, which he should believe if he has a decent heart at all. That was a super weird behavior, and you need to do everything you can to dial it back. Because, Buck, what if she gets assaulted? What if it's a guy next time?
Clay, the activist left believes in this kind of stuff. I mean, they'll even talk about direct action, and Biden is a coward. I mean, Biden, fundamentally, if you want to understand who he is at his political core, he's been a guy who does exactly what he has to do to stay in the majoritarian good graces of the Democrat left at any point in time. That's it. Whatever helps Joe Biden within the party apparatus is where he has gone. He does not stand up to, he does not speak truth to the left within his own party. He always goes where it's best for Joe Biden. And on this one, he doesn't want to antagonize the left-wing activist base right now because he needs them. He needs that 20 to 30% of the lunatic fringe, and they're not the fringe, the lunatic base of the Democrat Party to be along with him. They think this stuff is, I mean, I can tell you, and I know some Democrat leftists, I mean, I know them in my personal life, who will tell you they think this kind of stuff is fine, Clay. There are people on the left who believe this stuff.
But I think the general public, when they see that Sinema video, I think that 90% of people, I really do, say that's inappropriate.
Biden's calculation here is he'd rather disappoint the moderates or the normal people than antagonize the left, I think, at this point in time. Otherwise, how do you, because Clay, it's right. You without a comms team, better statement on this off the top. I mean, we're talking Joe Biden here, too. Not that your statement wasn't excellent.
It's not Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, it's exactly. And so I think that he sees, this is an administration that feels like it's under siege and needs its most staunch allies to be rallying to its side. And especially, you know, we haven't even talked about the budget. They're now saying they're going to get them both passed, Chuck Schumer saying, in the next month. So they're going to get it done, but there's going to be a lot of political wrangling in the meantime.
Well, and in the meantime, you also have to try to woo Senator Sinema to your side. I just think it's a fundamentally awful answer and a miscalculation. Speaking of miscalculations, how much of a difference do we have right now in red and blue state America? Buck saw down in Alabama compared to New York. We're going to talk about it. How much of a difference we're dealing with right now. It really is two Americas. We'll talk about it next. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us on a great Monday in October.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.